KVI welcomes Glenn Beck, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
So there's a new group in town, the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. This group would like to see state law change to enact a series of gun control measures. Now, there's legislation that would do some of what they want, but let's get a better idea about what the Washington Alliance is all about. And what their goals could be. Eric Liu, who used to be policy advisor and I think speechwriter for President Clinton before moving out this way, heading the highly acclaimed Guiding Lights program, joins me. He is affiliated with the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Eric, how have you been?
I've been great, John. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So do you have an official title here?
With the Alliance? Yeah. I'm just one of the co-founders.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people involved here. Tina Podlodowski, former Seattle City Council member. David Fleming, the former health director of Seattle King County. Nick Hanauer, of course, venture capitalist, is throwing his weight behind it as well.
Yeah, and our operation is being run day-to-day by a fellow named Zach Silk, who many people may recognize from their email inboxes because he sent a billion emails out last year. He led the successful campaign for marriage equality.
Yes, and I think, is Christian Sinderman one of your consultants?
He is indeed.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. So there's already a group out there called Washington Ceasefire. I'm assuming you have parallel goals with them, so why would we need a second organization?
Well, Washington Ceasefire is a great organization. They've been out there for a long time, many times as a lone voice, calling for some more common sense approaches to gun violence. This group, the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility, emerged, as I think a lot of efforts have around the country, in the immediate aftermath of Sandy Hook. And what we, who created this new coalition, realized was that, number one, Sandy Hook really marked a sea change for a lot of people, not just for us and not just in this state, but all around the country. But number two, that if we were going to really make progress on reforming some of our approaches to gun violence, that we really had to expand the breadth of the coalition. You know, having folks who have been really focused on gun control is one piece of it. But what we wanted to do is bring together folks from public health, from law enforcement, from education, from moms groups, from all these different realms, for whom, quite frankly, gun issues hadn't previously been, the top of their stack or top of their agenda, but who felt like now this is a time for different people across all quarters of the community to come together in a way that's not polarizing and not partisan, but it's just about, okay, what are we going to do here as responsible grown-ups?
Okay, now, I don't mean to throw any cold water on your group, but every name that I see here, distinguished names, nice people, successful people, but all of them liberal Democrats.
Well, I think, number one, the breadth of people, there's no question that those of us who originally decided to get this thing going and had some initial meetings at the end of the year and the beginning of this year are who we are. I'm a progressive Democrat, and so is Nick, and so are some of the other folks you've described. But in pretty short order, we have expanded a coalition that's across party lines, and it's across the geography of the state, not just east-west, but up and down.
Too. So who are some of your more prominent Republicans you've got involved here?
Well, I think one of the folks who we've been real glad to have to count as involved in this coalition is the former just recent candidate for lieutenant governor, Bill Finkbeiner, who, as you know, was a Republican legislator, Senate senator, and you know, somebody who has been involved in public issues for a long time. We've heard from folks.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
Well, look, I think the name of this new group says it all in a way, John. Number one, it's an alliance. This is not some top-down thing. We're really trying to build a broad alliance of different folks from different sectors. But the second piece is responsibility. What we want to do is to get us in this state to be thinking about all along the life of a gun, from, you know, when they enter into the stream of commerce to how they get sold and bought to how they are used, that all of us just think about what can we do to be injecting more responsibility into that link of the chain. And so as we speak here, we're coming on what may be the end game of a push in the legislature on one measure that we were supporting, which was a measure to create universal background checks.
Okay. And that's probably not going to happen. It looks like a couple votes short in the House.
It does look that way. You know, and that's disappointing, but I think we have gotten a lot of folks engaged on this, and really the reasons why it's falling a couple votes short aren't connected to the will of the people. The public opinion in this state across the board is high 70% in favor of universal background checks.
Okay.
And that's true of gun owners. It's true of NRA members. I mean, this is not just a matter of, oh, you got Democrats who want this and Republicans who don't. You got liberals who are favored and conservatives who aren't. There are plenty of responsible conservative Republican gun owners who think, you know what? I think universal background checks are not a great imposition on me, and they're a decent common sense step.
Okay, now is that all you want?
Well, look, I think that is the that's what our focus has been on.
Okay.
I think that is the kind of step that, you know, where I come from, I mean, I'm somebody who has handled and fired a wide variety of firearms. I am not allergic to guns. I respect very much the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but I just happen to believe that with that right comes an equal responsibility, both individually and for us as a society, to make sure that the guns are used in a way that net for the community reduces violence that's particularly unnecessary.
So what would it take for the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility to say, you know, we're all very busy people, we've finally seen the following things happen, so we can disband the alliance now? What would you need to see accomplished there, Eric?
You know, I think let's work backwards from our goal here, and again, from what happened after Sandy Hook. We have, in this country, I'm not just talking about Washington, levels of gun violence and gun deaths that are staggering, right? That when you look at the rest of the civilized world, it's off the charts. And so, you know, our goal is just a substantial decrease in gun violence. And when you look at the numbers of people who die every year from gun violence, you know, a large proportion is about crime, but frankly, you know, there are suicides plenty. There are accidents. There are all kinds of instances where the presence of a gun, though it, you know, may make somebody initially feel safer, ends up being just statistically, you know, a fact that it ends up making them less safe.
Let me ask you this. Why the focus on the gun? Because as you said, you know, that is the focus of your organization. You're looking at every step of the way of a gun's life. Why the focus on guns instead of mental health? You look at Cafe Racer, Ian Stawicki, you know, kills five people, kills himself. Just the other day, you have a woman with the Parks Department allegedly shoots a fellow employee, no known motive. She has mental health issues. On the other hand, you have a man on Capitol Hill who inexplicably pulls a hatchet out of his waistband and bludgeons and kills two people. Other people, you know, stab others inexplicably. The issue here is violence period that appears to be rooted in mental illness. Why wouldn't that be a much better focus for a wide-ranging alliance?
Well, John, I think I don't accept the premise that it's got to be an either-or. I mean, I think that where we have holes in our mental health system, and my goodness, we do, we have to patch those holes. In fact, one of the things I'm relatively pleased about, even though the background checks bill seems to have stalled in the legislature, is that they have moved on some measures to fund the mental health system more robustly and the like. But here's the thing, John. Again, when we look at the big picture of who dies from guns in this country and who kills with guns, mental health related incidents, though they certainly are the ones that we remember well, account for a really tiny percentage. And to flip it another way, the percentage of mentally ill people who end up actually going off on rampages with guns or any other weapons is also incredibly tiny.
Now, has gun violence gone up or down in the last 20 years in America?
Gun violence over these last 20 years is slightly higher, I think.
It's gone way down. It's way down. Overall violent crime is way down. Gun violence is way down. However, rampage shootings, spree shootings of the sickening Sandy Hook kind that you and I were just talking about, they've gone up. They've tripled. So the irony here is that while overall gun violence and violent crime itself has gone down since the early 90s, spree killings, rampage killings, where people where shooters are randomly just shooting people who've never been in their lives before, those have gone up. And that, to me, is the problem, that most of these rampage killings are rooted in mental illness.
John, there were 31,000 firearm deaths in the United States on average over the last 5 years. So, mm-hmm. You know, even if that's down from what it had been the previous 5 years, that's a staggering number. And I can tell you the number, the proportion of that 31,346 in the United States that had to do with mental health related incidents or rampages of the severely mentally ill was tiny. Our job here, again, this is, I'm all for reforming mental health where that's appropriate, but our job here across the board is to think about this the same way we think about something like highway safety. Like, there are lower numbers of highway deaths today than there were 15, 20,
yes,
30 years ago.
That is true. Right? That is also true.
And substantially lower. And that happened for a variety of reasons. Number one, people got more responsible, right? And people pushed each other on campaigns like designated driver and changed the norms about it's just not okay to do drunk driving anymore, right? Mm-hmm. But number two, we as a society took a public health perspective on this and said, you know what? There's some basic things that a responsible society does when you have death and destruction at this kind of epidemic scale. You put in rules in place that make it harder to cause that violence.
Great. Before we go to phone calls, we know that the Alliance supports background checks. Give me two or three more concrete proposals that the Alliance believes we need to see enshrined in state law.
I'm focusing on background checks right now, and
right now, just the background checks.
Yeah, we are a very young organization that came into being as this legislative session was coming into session, and our focus has been on trying to move that measure. And till that plays out, I want us to keep our focus there.
Okay, you want to take a few calls?
Sure.
All right. Eric Liu is my guest. Eric, let us get to your phone calls. Scott in Renton, nice to have you on Talk Radio 570 KVI. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Thanks for taking the call. Fellow West Seattle High School graduate.
Nice. Nice. What year?
1984.
Oh, close to when I went, but go ahead.
1 or 2 years after you. Statistics that he's talking about for mental health issues is not quite correct, because it's about 67% approximately of the those 31,000 deaths are suicides, which I would classify as a mental illness.
Well, let's get Eric Liu on to respond to that.
Let me speak to that. But before I do, I want to say something, because there's a word that's often used kind of casually in politics where people, you know, who hate each other when they're in public say, my friend so-and-so.
Yeah.
And you referred to me a moment ago as your friend. And I just want to say for, you know, your folks on the air, we are friends. And and it's not by accident. I mean, my approach to this stuff and the approach of my colleagues at the Washington Lions is not about partisan polarizing. It's just about, look, how can we get folks to come together and have a grown-up conversation about what we can do together? And we may not, at the end of the day, agree, but part of what we got to do as citizens is just engage each other and not just kind of retreat to our corners. The caller's comment, you are absolutely right. The great proportion of gun deaths are suicides. And so to clarify, when we were talking earlier before the break about mental health, related incidents, we were really responding to John's description of kind of the rampage shootings,
correct,
and the things like Aurora and what have you. So, but you're absolutely right, and that is the thing that I think a lot of folks out there don't realize is just how many of these gun deaths a year are suicides. You bet that doing
Scott,
more.
Scott, did you say 2/3?
I did, yeah. My information says approximately 67% of gun deaths are suicide.
Oh, well, I know that well over 10,000 a year were. I didn't know it was 2/3. That tracks what you have, Eric?
Well, I'm actually my record. I don't have the data in front of me, but it is over a majority.
Okay. I tell you what, I appreciate you making the time, and it flew real quickly. We'd love to have you back, because these issues certainly are not going away, and I know the Alliance is not going away either.
Well,
it'll be around for a while.
Anytime, John. I'm always glad to come on and talk with you and your listeners.
Okay, and I also want to bring you on to talk about Citizen University as well.
You bet. That'd be fun.
All right. Again, that's Eric Liu joining us. Thank you, Eric, for making the time. Right now, you get to make time for Laura Ingraham. I'm back in 20 short hours here on KVI.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.